Confidence is an important quality in a war, but Newsweek reporter Ariane Campoflores says being prepared is no less crucial. Campoflores is embedded with the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division in central Iraq near Najaf. Earlier today, he told NPR's Jackie Lydon that his unit isn't seeing much action, but it does have plenty to do.
You've got to make sure that all of your gear is functioning properly. I mean, they're essentially ensuring that once we get the order to move forward, that everything is in line. Beyond that, I mean, quite honestly, it's a chance to get some rest and sort of cleanse the mind a little. There was a chaplain that came by the camps today. There were soldiers getting their hair cut, you know, after weeks and weeks since their last haircut. The hair was getting kind of long. There were, you know, soldiers dealing with personal hygiene. Really, with the sandstorm we had last week, it can get pretty dirty out here. So all of these things, they might sound like sort of daily routine activities that somebody living a normal life wouldn't think twice about, but here they're sort of critical, and they allow the soldiers to basically prepare themselves for more grueling days ahead.
What about some of the glitches in the supply line? It sounds like, from what you're saying, that at least at the moment where you are, these soldiers are well resupplied. Is that the case?
Yes. As far as the unit that I'm with, we're fully supplied. There was a period there where they were talking about rationing water and food, MREs, meals ready to eat. They said that they were rationing, and it didn't really quite seem like they were, because there were still ample supplies of water and food for everyone. I know that we don't have a plethora or an abundance of supplies, so, you know, everyone's been told that they need to be measured in their consumption.
Ariane Campoflores, I gather you've been with this infantry since it left Kuwait. When it left Kuwait, some of those soldiers had never been in battle before. What have they said to you now about the last days and about what this has been like for them and what they've experienced?
Well, it's been a really wide range of responses. There was a sort of a feeling of the thrill of battle. That can wear off fairly quickly, and you'll sometimes find, you know, soldiers revert to just the monotony of war, which many times can be incredibly boring. These soldiers have been away from their families, from their wives, from their children for months now. There's one young soldier that's part of the crew of My Bradley who's continually, every day, will mention his wife, will write to her in a diary, in a book that he's preparing for her. You know, they kind of swing from thrilling moments to melancholy to desperation to get out of this place. So it's been a wide range of emotions, and I think it'll continue to be that way.
Well, Ariane Campoflores, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Ariane Campoflores is a Newsweek reporter embedded with the Army's 3rd Infantry. He talked to us from near Najaf, Iraq.